This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Updated election results are expected this evening in Denver and Colorado Springs. Both cities are likely heading to a runoff. In Denver, Mike Johnston and Kelly Bruff are leading. Lisa Calderon is still in third place. Yemi Mobolade leads the mayor's race in Springs, but second place is still too close. Only 1,500 votes separate Wayne Williams and Sally Clark. The union representing Denver Public Schools principals is calling for changes in how the district handles discipline. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
A letter to DPS Superintendent Alex Marrero makes several requests. The union wants a role revising the district's complex discipline matrix. That spells out what's supposed to happen for specific student conduct. It says the matrix is vague and has fewer mandatory referrals to law enforcement. Some educators say it requires too many time-consuming interventions before a child faces consequences. The union wants more mental health supports and new policies for enrolling students who have previous safety concerns. DPS says it's carrying out a thorough review of board policies and disciplinary practices and supports for struggling students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
John Elway is no longer a Denver Bronco. Nine News reports his contract wasn't renewed in March. He says he's ready for more flexibility in his life. Elway was an executive for the team since 2011. You're listening to CPR News. More news is available at cpr.org. And stay tuned because The Daily is next. It's 3:06.